Well, Humboldt Volleyball is in to the state tournament, and they're our next team featured on our state volleyball previews. We are talking now with their head coach, Kara Waldorf. Coach, you know, congrats on getting to state. First of all, speak to the excitement and the feelings on this opportunity for your team and your program.
Yeah, we're super excited about the opportunity. The girls have worked really hard this season, and they set the goal early on, and we had a super tough schedule and to help them prepare. And yeah, they're very excited, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, every team comes into the year with this goal in mind. What do you feel it was that allowed this group to be one of the eight that could do it there in Class 3A?
Yeah, they're just a super competitive group, and they did play together last year. We only lost one starter last year, so I just think the experience helped them a little bit more this year. We also toughened up our schedule a little bit. We added a couple tough tournaments throughout the year, which I just think helped mentally prepare them for some of the, you know, tough games within regional finals. So overall, they really wanted it, and they worked extremely hard for it, and I think our schedule and just our practices and just the girls' mindset in general really helped them push through. So
get to the state tournament with a regional final win over Roland Story. Had to go 4 to win that one. You know, what stood out to you that allowed your girls to ultimately win that match?
Man, it was a tough match. Roland Story was a great team. They pushed us super hard. Our girls they stayed in control of the match the entire time, so that was really nice. They didn't get, you know, flustered. Sometimes when you get pushed hard by a team, you kind of get a little mentally flustered, and they just stayed calm. They passed really well, which allowed us to run, you know, a really quick tempo offense, which I think really helped us. We also blocked really well in that game as well, which I think helped just kind of throw some of their hitters off a little bit too. So The girls, it was fun. I mean, I think just playing in front of our home crowd really helped get them excited and just stay in the game and not let momentum shift in different times where it very easily could have, but they just kind of stayed in control of their game and their emotions and just kept going after, you know, what they wanted. So it was fun to see.
Who have been the girls that you would point to as leaders this year?
Oh, you know, this is a super unique team. We actually have a mix of heavy mix of seniors and sophomores on the team that are playing right now. And so, but honestly, they all have stepped up in different leadership roles this year. Our setter, Addie Waldorf, has done a great job controlling the offense and just being a leader. She's one of our sophomores, and she plays, you know, a little older for her age. And then we have a few of the returning starters. I mean, all 4 of our seniors that play are just really great leaders in different ways, you know, on and off the court. So I think it's super hard to say just one person. I just think they all step up at different times. Kendall Works has been a great leader for us. She was one of our setters last year, and she kind of took on a different role this year as a right side hitter. And she stepped into that role and just took on that leadership, and she's just one of the people that the players really look to a lot too. So that has been really fun to see. And it's a unique group. They're kind of, I guess, best friends on and off the court between all the grades of everyone that's on the team. So I just think the relationships they've built have really helped them this season.
You guys have won 13 in a row coming into the state tournament. Do you feel like you're playing your best volleyball right now?
You know, I think they are kind of peaking at the right time. Their confidence is up. We did have some ups and downs throughout the season where you could kind of see us go in and out. You know, we had a few tough losses at some of the tournaments late in the day. And I just think that those actually really helped us going into the end of the season, because I know that it was what they were wanting to make it to state. So it is kind of, we had an injury with one of our starters kind of mid-season, and now we have everyone back like 100%. And people, I think all of our hitters are really coming on strong right now. So that has been fun to watch. So I think if we could get everyone firing on all cylinders at the same time, it is a team to watch for sure. So
So now as you look ahead to the state tournament, play a Cherokee team that you haven't played this year and as a program haven't played in a couple of years, you know, tell me about that matchup. And overall, what will you guys have to do to have the success that you want there in Coralville?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really great matchup, honestly. I think two, you know, pretty evenly matched teams. I know that they have some strong hitters. We, you know, also do to be able to match that. Their defense is super strong as well. But I think overall it will be a super fun match to watch. I think we're pretty evenly matched. They've obviously made it to the state tournament last year. And so I think they kind of do have a little bit of a, like the mental side of the game is probably a little bit stronger, just kind of knowing the environment and stuff. So that's one of the things I want to work on with our girls, just to make sure that they stay in control and just know that when you're playing in front of that kind of crowd or just in that environment, you know, not letting that get into your game and just focusing on just the basics of volleyball and making sure that we're playing as hard as we can and making sure that we're going after, you know, every point and playing aggressive. And when we do that and we play really hard, you know, we have a lot of success. So I'm excited to play them. I mean, once you get to this point in the season, everyone's super good and the volleys are just, you know, crazy back and forth and the excitement around it and just the quickness of the game is just so fun to watch. So I'm really excited for them for that matchup.
That is Kara Waldorf, head volleyball coach at Humboldt. Her team, a part of a Class 3A field. Coach, appreciate the time today, and best of luck there at state.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.